Good morning, good morning. This is Tyrone, Find Your Beast with Ty. One thing I want to talk about is just life lessons that we have sometimes that happen in our lives. Sometimes we feel as though that we're just having struggles sometimes with whatever goes on in our lives. And I tell people there's plenty of times that when we talk about these struggles become our opportunity. So when you say sometimes to yourselves, the problem is my opportunity. What can I have done better every day in my life to move forward? So there's plenty of times in my life, I mean, I've gotten frustrated. Felt as though I was a failure, felt as though that, you know, I just couldn't get this right. And then I had to realize, and especially from my dad, he said, boy, you're going to fail. It's okay if you fail. This all depends on how you see it. So I had to change my thinking many years ago and say, well, okay, I got this problem. Now, sometimes you regress back, and I've done it plenty of times, so where I saw it as a problem again. I saw these things happening in my life, and I said to myself, why is this happening to me? And I know I'm not the only one here that actually thinking that, because all of us said that to ourselves. Why is this happening to me? I've done good. And the person doing bad over here, ain't nothing happening to them. We tend to compare ourselves to other people. Well, why it ain't happening to them? So you have to say to yourself, because it was many times in my life I kind of said that to myself, there's situations. You know, sometimes I thought that about another family member, my brother or whatever, and said, well, why stuff ain't happening to him? Man, I'm doing good. I'm working. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm taking care of people. And then all of a sudden, some mishap happens to me. Or I got to shell out some money or something like that. And then I had to think about that for a second and say, that's an opportunity of why did this happen? Because a lot of times if you focus back on to why this happened to me and actually turn it around and said, who else it should have happened to? Because I'm going to learn more from this situation and I'm going to become better. So when I start changing my attitude of my failures, how I've actually started thinking deeper about that situation or problems. Because God never promised us that we ain't going to have no problems. He just promised us that he's going to help us through it if we give him the belief and power. So a lot of times if we take a step back out of the situation for a second, a lot of times they talk about, I think Mel Robbins, she likes to talk about the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I kind of like that because now you're counting down, taking yourself out of the situation, looking at the situation from a different lens, putting on a new pair of glasses on the situation and kind of saying, what benefit am I getting from this? I'm able to learn and teach this to someone else. Because a lot of times, other people are going through the same struggles that you're going through, but you're just not feeling it yet. Because it's all in your perspective. So it's not that I don't have any problems or issues, but I choose to use them to fuel me. as opposed to looking down on myself or opposed to saying that this is a problem. But sometimes you get in that problem mode and you got to think about it. That's the reason why you got to wake up and say, I'm going to have an amazing day. The times that I said that I was not going to have an amazing day, I did not have an amazing day. It was horrible. Everything was just happening. I felt bombarded with all these different things going on in my life. You know, after listening to tons of people like Dr. Moreau and John Maxwell and the rest of them and Jim Rohn and them and even Martin Luther King this morning, I actually realized that success is not achievable, as I talked about in one of my lessons, the essence of success. I don't think that you should seek success. I think you should just work on your purpose, share your gifts to the world. Success just comes back to you automatically, or what people define as success, because everybody's success means different things to them. A lot of times, most of the time in our society, we equate success to money. Well, if that's the case, why is it that most people with money have more problems and more issues? It's like people winning the lottery. Most of them are bankrupt. Most of them are worse off than others. Most of them do not even have the same happy life they had before, because now they got injected with all this money at once, and it wasn't at their core central spirit of themselves yet. Because the me, once you're in connection with your core spirit, you will find your true peace and happiness. Because then nothing can touch that inner core spirit. It becomes like your life form, the reason why you're here. You're fulfilling all of that you're supposed to be fulfilling and reaching your full potential. By putting good things into our mind, it actually changes the way we think. So the best way for us to actually start our morning is to put good affirmations in our mind, such as, I am amazing. I'm going to have a wonderful day because I am amazing. Saying this to yourself in the morning, becoming your mantra, I am beautiful. Because by saying this, it raises our soul and we link up with the spirit. We link up with our overall being and self-esteem. And as we take this to the next level and actually define our understanding, it doesn't matter what's happening out there in the world, because I'm fulfilling me. I'm doing me. I'm being myself. The haters and everybody else out there are the ones that are not fulfilling their purpose. They're feeling like they hate their job. They don't want to be here. Well, we have choices. I found that you can change it by moving on, find you something part-time that's your passion, and work on it and bring it to the job that you don't like. Because what happens is we bring all that overflow from what we're doing part-time, and it actually helps us expand our mindsets. It helps us become more dedicated to our overall being. Those are things that are very simple, very easy. When you're sitting there at your desk and you don't bring that originality of yourself, it doesn't matter what you're doing, the value is you. You are the gift to this world. You are amazing, and I see these gifts in people all the time. And all I try to do is arouse that gift. Whatever gift it is, I need to arouse it. I need not to let them allow themselves, let a situation or persons or things allow us to stop our true potential in life. Because it's very sad to watch gifts get wasted each and every day. Just take a step back and think about your life and all the gifts you wasted, the time, all of the efforts. And a lot of times they have found in studies that most of the time it's because of fear. Or what someone thinks about me. Well, they're going to think that you're crazy. Well, maybe they're crazy. Because a lot of times we got to think about this and say to ourselves, so what they think is none of my business. Because I got to keep doing me. I love people and I love helping them if I can. Now, I know I'm not going to be able to help everybody. I have to face that realization. And I know that people are going to be like, I ain't feeling this. But I'm telling you my story, my life lessons, the times that I was down and out, but I surrounded myself with people that helped me, people that try to lift me up. There should be no separation between work and home. It should just be your life. It's a portion of your life that you operate in, and then you need to operate the same cylinders when you get home. Now, sometimes it's tough, because maybe you've been up early in the morning like myself, but you still need to, it's your attitude. When you bring good attitude to work, you bring good attitude to home. And it's okay to be in a funk sometimes. Just say I'm stinky. It's okay to say I'm stinky. Just put the stink out and then wash it off. Wash the stink, the negative attitude right off of you. Because I know if somebody threw some poop on you, I know you will wash that poop right off of you. So as that being said, sometimes you just got to wash your mind every morning. You got to watch what you're thinking every morning. Now there's going to be people out there throwing poop on you. There's going to be sometimes you're going to be festering in the poop and you want to leave your job. You want to leave that section. That's okay. Just go wash it. Start washing them. You be happy. Nobody can steal your happiness unless you allow them. I am in control of my destiny, and I'm the master of my ship and my fate. And when you recognize that you're the master of your ship and your fate in life, you just keep focusing on that every day. I got this. I'm working this. Ain't nobody getting none of this magic because I am amazing and I'm bringing amazing gifts to the world, to society by looking at these various things, by discovering more in yourself, about yourself, you're gonna start a new genre. You're gonna change a lot of attitudes around there. People are just gonna be like, nope, I got my shield up. I'm not gonna even let you throw it at me. You're not gonna throw that negative, that poop at me. You're not gonna put it on me. I blocked it, because I can't allow that poop to be on me. That's why you gotta bring your shield. You gotta bring that shield. You gotta pick up your shield in the morning. You gotta be in attack mode. It's like Captain America. He got that shield. He's blocking all that negativity, all that bad energy coming at him. It's the same thing we have to do in our lives. We have to become that beast, that lion, in the morning. We got to wake up and you got to say, I'm on the hunt. I am here for a reason. Hunt equals reason. That means I got goals. I got things to do. I ain't got no time to be bathing in that stink. I got to get up and hunt. Because a lot of times what stops us from hunting is us. We're the enemy. Because something happened to us yesterday and we still living in it. Okay, it happened. Okay, you messed up. Own it. Own it. I want you to own you messing up. Okay, I had no empathy. I was a hot mess. Because that's the bottom line. I mean, Simon Sinek was talking about that the other day. Have empathy. When you have empathy, you know that people know that you care about them. When people don't know you care about them, they feel as though you suck. They feel as though they suck. Because they do not care why they're here. And when they don't care why they're here, people do not want to work on themselves. People just want to come to work and go home. They don't want to talk to you because you do not care about them. It's okay to come out your comfort zone. And you got to do that sometimes. You got to come out that comfort zone. And you pretty much got to open up. You got to trust yourself first. By trusting yourself, you build confidence. And then you learn how to trust others. This is a mutual relationship in life. It gets us to start thinking about how do I get better with whatever you're trying to do in your life, based on finances, based on whatever you're trying to do. You got to take yourself out of the mud. You got to get those things taken care of in your life. You have to honor yourself and respect yourself, because when you do that to yourself, then you do it to others. You believe in you. You do not allow things to overcome you, because now you believe in your power, your purpose to become more. I think we should start with the who in your message to yourself. Who are you? Who are you? I want you to stop this tape for a second, this podcast for a second, and I want you to say, who am I? Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, who am I? Now we can actually erase, awaken that purpose that's inside you, those gifts. What gifts do I have? Sometimes you feel as though you don't have any gifts to give, but that's not true. That's just that poopy thinking that you're thinking. And sometimes we have to stop and say to ourselves, why are we thinking that way? Why are you thinking that way? What can I do to change this? So I'm going to leave you in summary here today with the who and your gifts. Let's keep this simple. Write down those gifts. That's your homework. Your action plan is who am I? I want you to do that until next time. Who am I? And once you find out who am I and I've written it down, now I know who I am, then no one can destroy that. I want you to circle that and say, no one can destroy who I am. Once you write it, write in that circle, who I am, and then write your top three gifts in life. And say, I got this underneath. I want you to point some arrows around it. I got this, and I want you to visualize it. I want you to take 5 to 10 minutes to close your eyes and visualize your gifts. The very thing that makes you, you. So this is Find Your Beast with Ty. Until next time, next episode, life lessons today. Learning about your life and telling your story. Thank you. Have an amazing day. I know you will.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.